Let's start with the challenge facing Toyota. They were so poor that they could not stay in business by building products with the cost of defects. The situation with defects is that you need to pull them off the product assembly line when a defect is detected and then put them in a defect pile. It is either thrown away or reprocessed. Either way, you incur extra cost. Now let's look at how Toyota addressed their problem. Defects cost money due to lost production costs, cost of defect storage space, loss of reputation costs, and excessive warranty costs. These are all costs that Toyota, a poor company at the time, could not afford to incur. Toyota's engineer, Taichi Ono, came up with a brilliant idea, but it would be painful to implement and require real commitment. Ono decided that the best place to detect an error is during the execution of a process. He required every process operator to also be a quality control operator. He made it a mandatory requirement that any assembly line worker upon detecting a defect would stop the assembly line. At this point in the manufacturing, it was given that you never stop the assembly line. This assembly line stoppage is referred to as andon. Andon represents a notification to stop the assembly line. The reason you stop the assembly line is to quickly assemble the team and determine the root cause of the defect and repair it. Toyota still incurs about 800 andon stoppages a year in its factories. The effect of this stoppage created an environment of defect eradication. An example of this occurred in the 1980s during the build of the NUMMI plant, a cooperation between Toyota and GM. During the design of the plant, Toyota suggested setting aside 1% of plant space to pull off defects. GM suggested 17%. This demonstrates that at the time, GM had about 17 times the amount of defect waste that Toyota had. With such a maniacal focus on defect eradication, wouldn't you come pretty close to eventually having no defects? Nope, not as I mentioned earlier. Toyota averages roughly 800 assembly line defect stoppages a year. Still, the reason for this is change. Change moves you forward, but at a risk. Toyota's change management program introduces change so fast into their assembly lines that the risk of defect introduction occurs. The andon stoppages are a key metric for the Toyota production system. It represents the conflict between changing, which introduces defects, and not changing. If Toyota's andon rate gets too high, then they slow down their change rate. On the other hand, if the rate gets too low, then they worry they are not introducing enough change into the production environment. Even as far back as the 1980s, Toyota's manufacturing operational excellence was expressing itself. NUMMI was a perfect example. When they built the plant, they decided to compromise at about 8% floor space reserved for defects. If I was the GM manager at the time, I wouldn't have felt the hubris that they showed and would have asked Toyota to tell me how they got to 1% and then show us. Since andon is so strategic for Toyota, they've worked on different ways to stop a part of an assembly line, but not the whole assembly line. To accomplish this, they need to rapidly rectify the source of the defect and use excess inventory strategically placed to keep parts of the factory operating while other parts have stopped. Here is a totally different application of andon. Hospitals have what is called hospital-acquired infections, or HAI. This metric measures the rate of infection that the hospital infects or damages patients. This is above the issues that brought the patients in. The current HAI metric is about 1 out of 31 patients. If I was running a hospital, I would put an andon system in to reduce HAIs. The journey to greatness is neither fast or easy. You can adjust how fast you go, but not how easy it is. There is definitely a sequence to greatness. I've built the website www.buildyourtps.com to guide systems in their use of the tools of the Toyota production system to take their systems to Six Sigma, just like Toyota.